Over the summer, the world focused on a remote mountain in northern Iraq, where thousands of people, mostly Kurds and minority Yazidis, fled to escape the murderous advance of the group that calls itself the Islamic State, or ISIS.
Four Yazidis stranded on Mount Sinjar.
That Islamic militants sieging that mountain in Sinjar.
On the top of a mountain called Mount Sinjar.
We broke the ISIL siege of Mount Sinjar.
Starving, terrified people were evacuated from that mountain as the surrounding area fell to ISIS. Now, Kurdish forces known as the Peshmerga have expelled ISIS from some of the nearby towns. NPR's Ari Shapiro went to see what life there is like today.
We're entering the city of Sununi at the base of Mount Sinjar. This was recently taken back by the Kurdish Peshmerga fighters. And on the buildings, you can see there is black graffiti that says this is the Islamic State, and it has been scribbled out. And then there's graffiti in either green or red over it that says this is now the property of the Kurdish Peshmerga. We've arrived at the mayor's office, where about a half dozen men in fatigues with guns are greeting us to escort us in.
Mr. Ari, the mayor.
Mayor Nayef Sado Kassem is the first man we've seen all day who is not wearing camouflage. He has a sharp gray suit and tie, buzz-cut silver hair, and a thick black mustache. He's obviously trying to project an air of normalcy and control in a city that is far from normal. He says the center of this town is safe, but we are surrounded on three sides by ISIS, and sometimes they attack. How much of the population has returned to Sununi? He says many single men have come back, but few families have returned. Before the war, he says Sununi had almost 150,000 people, a mix of Kurdish Muslims and Yazidis who belong to a religious ethnic minority in this region. Today, he estimates that about 10,000 people have come back. He gives us an armed escort to go see for ourselves, and we begin to drive. There's obviously life coming back to this city. There are markets where people are selling fruits and vegetables. We saw a man tending his olive trees. There are shepherds herding their flocks of sheep. We meet a man named Suleiman Fano, who runs eight local community centers in the surrounding villages. He says when you talk about services, there's no electricity here, no water, no street cleaning or trash collection. We still have a long way to go before people can return to their normal lives. In some newly liberated Kurdish cities, there have been reports of revenge killings, villagers taking out their anger on their neighbors who supported ISIS. Here in Sununi, locals tell us there were few ISIS sympathizers in the first place, and most of them fled with retreating forces. Finally, our escort leads us to a mud brick house where a woman stands with her three young children. A lamb and a few chickens and pigeons roam the yard. Widat Kassem tells us that her family stayed on Mount Sinjar through the long siege, from early August until this city was freed in late December. There was nothing to eat, she says. There was no water to drink, no soap. We had maybe a little rice or cracked wheat each day. Her children are 3, 5, and 6. They would eat once a day. Instead of bathing, she would try to wipe down their faces with a little water. They didn't understand what was happening, she says. They would just cry and ask me to give them food. They would say, "It's cold. We're hungry." Then she turns from my interpreter to me and says in Kurdish, "I have a question for you. As difficult as our lives are," she says, "thousands of women are still being held by ISIS, and their lives are worse. What about them?" Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Northern Iraq.